Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Come and knock on our door. It's hour two.
Dern Sprague here, hanging
right into
out.
The studio applause right out of the gate. I like that. laugh. Everybody laugh.
That's one of your best ones.
Yeah, that might be the best thing you've ever done.
That's incredible. Really wrote itself. The hard part was editing. There was so much in that. Editing it down.
It's a bitch to edit. I got to be honest with you. It's what stops me from making more of them. It's just like, oh, it's been 45 minutes.
I got to cut that down, and this is too long. This doesn't fade up at the right time.
You
Why didn't this mesh together?
You got to, let everybody into the whole.
It's got to flow. Music has to line up.
You got to deliver the punchline there.
Two poll questions are up from the first hour. The first hour was delightful. It was a nice little intro into our morning.
It was.
It's a great chapter one of the week. Everybody's feeling good and in a good mood. Yeah. Let's see where we go from here.
First poll question, are you or have you a leash person with your kid? And right now, no is 100% winning.
Yes.
This might beat the Brandon Roy, is he better than CJ McCollum?
It definitely will, dude. It definitely will.
And the other one I just put up, because if you missed it, we talked about the Mariners. Dave Softy Mahler, a good friend of this program up in Seattle, Seattle legend, some would say, proclaimed that if you asked the Mariners who in the AL they fear, they would all say, no one.
No,
but if you ask every AL playoff team,
every team in the American League,
who do you fear the most?
What keeps you up at night?
They'd all say, the Mariners.
Geno Suarez.
So I put the poll question, do you think all the AL playoff teams, fear the Mariners the most? Yes or no? At Dirt's break.
Don't worry, the petty in me has screen grabbed that tweet, and if they miss the playoffs, you bet your ass I'm hitting send on that bad boy. Everybody's still scared of you? You're not even there. What's there to be scared of?
I would like to take a quick second. We're going to get some Will Stein audio here, talk a little college ball.
Yeah.
God bless it. As poorly run or as many frustrations you may have currently with the state of Oregon, you know how grateful I am that we didn't have to start school in August Indianapolis has kids going back to school today.
That's insanity. It's early August.
It's August 4th.
How is that possible?
I know in Sacramento, because I have friends of friends, I think in Sacramento they go back to school in mid-August.
Yeah, that's what are we doing here?
And I had
that's
to,
one thing for like college, because I know what's yeah. the, there's the term in the semester system. And
well,
some
there's
people,
semesters. Yeah, we always started at the end of August at UPS.
We started at end of
semester.
September.
And Oregon and Oregon State are at the end of September.
Yeah,
so you're
quarters.
About a month. But you're in, you know, but that's not, end of August is, yeah, all right, that's not. You got most of
I
your
got
summer.
Most of August.
You're
yes.
ready for school.
We had to
by
be back around
August
20th.
Yeah. By that point, you're a week or two away from Labor Day. School's yeah. going to start anyways. You're kind of used to it. Early August is insanity.
When I visited my cousins in Oklahoma, I had to leave. I can't remember when it was in August, but I had to leave by a certain date because my cousins were going back to school.
I'm like, what?
All right, Brandon, you going back to school too? And I'm like, not for like another month,
no,
dude.
No, I got another month of summer, man.
See ya.
Well, and Swag brought up a great point about what, like, if you're a kid, I'd much rather be off in August than May. Like, if you're telling me that's the plus of you get out of school sooner, it depends, I guess, on where you're at in the country, but at least here locally. May is an absolute crapshoot on what you're going to be able to get. August is about 99% of the time going to be sunny, nice, things to do, activities and all that.
You're not wrong for the weather, but it is odd sometimes. Like, my wife and I were talking about this, how summer's flying by and it's almost over. And I'm like,
summer's almost over. I've been trying to warn you all summer.
You and your friend yesterday just talking about how, like, you can't wait for fall. I just want to, like, shut up.
It's almost football season, man. A little chilly yesterday. Don't tell me you didn't think about putting on some sweatpants and getting the crock pot going yesterday. 7 hours of commercial-free football. Don't tell me that didn't excite you yesterday.
I'm not going to act like I'm not excited for 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Scott
right?
Hansen, turn it on, 10 a.m., the countdown clock. 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now.
Although ESPN just bought that, so wait for it to be Stephen A. Smith for 7 hours of commercial-free football.
No, because Hansen just re-upped. He re-upped his contract.
I was hoping we were going to get Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins doing it together.
Oh, my God.
Just for the entertainment value. With 7 minute commercial breaks.
Stephen A. That's why Caleb's not like LeBron.
I'd love seeing Michelle Obama call out Steve A. I don't know if you saw
that. Was funny how it's like just daytime soap
Real Housewives opera. Of yeah,
Real
for
Housewives,
men.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank I mean, you for that.
You're not wrong. That basically is what sports is. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
About sports figures. Let's get to this. Will Stein spoke at Duck Summer Ball.
Man,
he had a lot of, I thought they had some really good stuff. He just talked about, he was asked in the beginning, you know, you lost Evan Stewart, huh? Right? You've got some new guys coming in, hoping to step up at the wide receiver position. Tez Johnson's gone. Before that, you had Franklin. Hell, even Ferguson, throw him in the mix. I know Kenyon Sadiq they're very high on, but Will Stein asked about what the receiver room is going to be like this season, knowing Evan Stewart probably gone for the year.
Anytime you lose anybody in your squad, it's tough. Losing Evan was definitely tough, but next man up mentality. I mean, we've been here before. I've been here before in my career, whether it's as a player or as a coach. People get hurt in this game. It's unfortunate. We wish it wouldn't have happened, but it did. So it's about, yeah, guys stepping up, doing their job, learning, growing. That's what this fall camp's all about, trying to feel early on who that guy is going to be. I think we got a good group of kids, inexperienced but talented. So it'll be interesting to see who comes out of camp to really take that spot.
So that seems like a pretty open-ended way of saying it's a race right now, and we don't know who's winning that race yet. It's still early in camp, so they got a couple weeks here, but talking about the next man up. He also talked about the new offensive line, which is new, but not new, but kind of new. It's a weird thing because they have experience.
There's new faces, but a handful of guys are transfers.
Yeah. So here was Will Stein on his offensive line this season.
We need Poncho to be that guy. And that's something that I felt from him this summer, is taking that next step in his leadership. He's an upperclassman now. So his ability to lead, not just by example, but by his vocalness is huge. And then physicality. I mean, I think what we added was very physical people. Isaiah World, Emmanuel Pregnon, Alex Harkey, like these guys are big physical players and really have done a nice job so far learning our offense, learning our calls. So, I mean, Coach Terry and the law firm, they do the best job I've ever been around in terms of teaching how to play offensive line and develop those guys. So, so far, so good.
So what do you make of the receiver race? And then also offensive line seems to be, because I've heard you say this before, and I think others have echoed it, of and Dan Rubenstein will join us coming up, Solid Verbal Podcast. He covers all of college football, does a great job on that pod at 8:15. there is an assumption that offensive line isn't necessarily a worry because of the guys that are returning mixed with the transfer portal guys they got to come in.
I mean, I tend to lean in that camp. You know, they were horrible early in the year last year, and it kind of derailed their first two games. Well, almost derailed their season. But they survived Idaho and Boise State despite it. And it was largely because they just weren't settled on the front five, and they didn't have somebody in the middle of that offensive line that could play, as Dan Lanning likes to say, above the line football, right? He was the weak link, and they struggled around him because of that. Once they moved Poncho to center, everything kind of stabilized, and they were a good unit for the rest of the year, and ended up, ironically, being a finalist for the Joe Moore Award for the best offensive line in college football, which saying that 2 weeks into the year last year would have seemed laughable. So I thought it was a great turnaround. Poncho being back as the anchor of the offensive line is huge. I think it just depends on your opinion of the transfers that they brought in. Like, when you read some NFL scout reports for next April's NFL draft, Isaiah World is a guy that shows up as a potential first round NFL draft pick, and he's the transfer in from Nevada. He's supposed to be out of this world big, out of this world strong, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. And if he puts it all together this season, he's a guy that could easily play himself into that spot. And so offensive line for me, because of those and the other guys that you have returning, which was a number of guys who have been playing big-time snaps for them the last 2-3 years, or at least 2 years, who are going to be back as well. I think there's good depth there. I think there's good balance there. And now we got to see if they can overcome injuries as they had to do early in the year last year. Matthew Bedford's a name we mentioned a million times last year. Didn't play a single snap all season.
Every week. He's
every
back.
Week. Is Bedford back? Is Bedford back? Is Bedford back? Guess yeah. who's back this year? Well, at least as of now, knock on wood, and planning on playing this year.
Right.
And I don't even know if he's going to start. He might not even be a starting guard for you, which is showing you, I think, how far that unit has come. So that's not a huge question mark. I think the wide receiver room is almost a perfect encapsulation on how do you feel about the team as a whole? Because when you look at that room, you know what it's littered with? Blue chip recruits. Up and down. Like, you pick. And some of them might pan out. Some of them might not pan out. There is an incredible amount of talent in that room. But as Will Stein talked about many times at the press conference, it's inexperienced. And that's kind of the story of this football team. There's talent on the defensive line. There's talent in the quarterback room. There's talent in the secondary. There's talent at the wide receiver group. But a lot of it is inexperienced talent. A lot of those guys are blue-chip recruits. Can two or three of them pop? That'll be one of the biggest questions for them this season of who ends up being your number one wide receiver. Can DeCorian Moore be the true number one high school recruit like he was last year and be an immediate impact guy? And if it is a weakness, is Kenyon Sadiq or your running game and offensive line good enough to balance things out? Because that was one of the takeaways from Stein talking that I picked up on, was them maybe being a little bit different as an offense this year without having Tez and Evan Stewart and all the weapons that they have on the outside of, we're going to pound the rock, be a little more physical, maybe we look different this year.
So if Dane Brugler's preseason, you know, look ahead to the NFL draft, he's doing all these positional rankings based on the intel he's getting, and I think Dane is one of the best at this. Poncho is seventh of top seven draft-eligible underclassmen.
Mm.
He's also got in his senior class.
I'll be curious about Poncho in the NFL because I think he's a stud, has had ups and downs, interestingly, early in his career.
Yeah.
A little bit undersized, I feel like, as a center, although my size read on centers can be a little misleading.
Yeah, so when you look at the 3-7, it's 6'4", 330, 6'4", 300, 6'6", 330, 6'2", 330, and then Poncho is 6'2", 325. So he's a... Weight-wise, he's okay. His height is the one that's going to be the question.
Right.
You mentioned Pregnon. He is number five. Emmanuel Pregnon is number five.
He's the USC transfer.
He's the USC transfer. So he's number five on this same thing, and his measurements are pretty impressive. So they definitely have... They have guys on that line that you look at and you might have questions, but ultimately they're dudes that are obviously being checked out for the NFL, which that's all Oregon's been producing lately as NFL prospects.
That room's different because those guys have at least played. Like, wide receiver group, there's not a lot of experience.
Well, even
the offensive line's got experience just at other schools.
Well, yeah, but like, to me, that's... I could be overstepping here or wrong in some ways. I also view the offensive line transfer thing as like... Who is it? Isaiah World's the kid from Nevada, right?
Yeah.
It's weird to say, I have no concerns about that kid. I just feel like when you're doing the portal stuff, and Dan Lanning and Oregon seemingly do this pretty well of calculating who will fit where, how they'll fit. I think you're not bringing him in unless he's ready as a plug play and not a, well, we'll hope to develop him some more. Dude, he got enough experience at Nevada. clearly one of those like late bloomers, didn't get a lot of looks out of high school guys, but popped
on 6'8", 320, and you're like, all right, we'll take that.
Yes. Oregon State had that last year, too, of just like bringing in some transfer guys on the line. And I'm like, I'm not really concerned about it as much. Other positions, like quarterback, we got Dante Moore audio from Will Stein we'll get to coming up next. But I just, the offensive line thing, as weird as it is to say, and maybe there's some facts that go against it, I don't have huge concerns when you tell me a guy's coming in after how many years was World at Nevada?
Oh, two or three.
I mean, that's a lot of
experience. He's a redshirt senior, so he's a guy who's played a lot of college football.
It's a lot of experience, dude. Yeah. Whether you played in Nevada or somewhere better, it doesn't matter to me. You have a world of experience, and you got that size. I don't really worry about the transfer portal guys on the offensive lines.
Yeah, and I think it's almost a theme of where they're going to have to go in the next month, and it's a focal point for them, and that is they need that group to get out of the gate strong, first off.
Just to feel good about
it. And then to be good, because I do think that, like, the question marks elsewhere on the roster are fair and valid. I'm not quite as concerned as some because, again, there's an incredible amount of talent everywhere on the roster.
Right.
But they don't have the ability with a veteran quarterback and an elite wide receiver room to maybe overcome some of the weaknesses that they showed on the offensive line early in the year. And Stein harped on that, not yesterday, but Friday or whenever he talked, about, like, we can't take 3 to 4 weeks to get going as an offense again this year. That's what they did last year. He wants to be running right out of the gate, and I think in order to do that, they need that group to play at a high level, and they seem to be pretty confident that will happen.
There was a theme, and it seems like you and I both kind of the same takeaway in watching the presser, and we got some audio on that, the experience factor, Dante Moore, and also a question about Will Stein of him as a coordinator this year I want to ask you on the other side. So we'll get to that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM, The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to talk in some Will Stein stuff here. We got audio of him. We'll get to the NFL Hall of Fame speeches. We've got some beef brewing in Miami. We'll talk about that at some point. Dan Rubenstein's going to join us. Solid Verbal Podcast at 8:15. So we'll talk some more college ball with him. He does a great job on the Solid Verbal Pod. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm gonna throw something at everybody, and it's going to make everybody very uncomfortable. And you can either say, no, I don't like it, it doesn't make sense. Or you can say, I hate you for pointing this out, and damn it, it lines up. I'm going to do that today.
You love making people uncomfortable. Not many things in life are more of a certainty than Sprague trying to make people feel uncomfortable every opportunity he gets.
Definitely the guy that pees right next to you in an empty bathroom.
You're the guy that walks up right next to that urinal, right there. Hey, buddy. Give you a little pat on the butt. You're the character in Along Came Polly.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's character.
Rubs his ear.
You're rubbing my earlobe as I'm trying to take a leak. Like, dude, I'm just trying to get ready for the show, man.
It seems like you and I have a similar takeaway in listening to Will Stein's press conference. Here is Will Stein on Dante Moore, of course, potentially the starting quarterback for Oregon. He's battling it out with Austin Novosad right now. But he was asked about Dante Moore's growth. Here is Will Stein on Dante Moore.
You know, the biggest growth for him is just take what the defense gives you. Like, you take what the defense gives you, they'll give you the game every single time. We've won a lot of games here with that mindset at quarterback. That doesn't mean that we don't throw to win, we don't take chances down the field, but being an extremely efficient offense is huge because we stay on the field, we keep our defense fresh, we convert first downs, score touchdowns in the red area, and then we got our chances to take a shot and to create an explosive. That's what we do. So I think Dante is really buying into that mindset, understanding that playing quarterback at this level takes winning football every single down. It's not every other. It's not every third play. It's got to be every single down for us to be the offense that we want to be.
And he talked about, I thought this was a good question, about the experience factor. He's got a lot of guys out there that don't have real experience. And he acknowledged that, and he talked about how they can get to the point where they feel more comfortable.
Best way to learn how to play football is to play football. Put the ball down, 11-on-11, fans in the stands, clock, referees. And you only get so many opportunities to do that, especially in college football, where you really can't lose. I guess you can lose a game or two now to get in the playoffs, but you still really can't. You know, we're not the NFL where you can, have a loss early in the season. So you got to really take every single day and play like a game.
You know, I think we have the same takeaway from listening to his press conference, but let's check it out. What was your takeaway?
I mean, my takeaway is that he feels incredibly confident in the group that he has, but also understands the sense of urgency of how challenging it's going to be to get a team full of, or an offense, I should say, largely full of inexperienced guys, at least playing together or in playing time in general, ready to go and hit on all cylinders in week one. I loved his takeaway on Dante Moore, and I think it would ring true with the other quarterbacks of, we have had people who have pointed at Oregon's offense at times in the last 2 years and made fun of them. Bo Nix was a check down Charlie, doesn't throw the ball down the field. Did pretty good his first year in the NFL. He was efficient. He was smart. Like, it's one of those things of like making fun of somebody for being financially responsible. Like, why would you make fun of that? He's taking right. 5-6 yard gains constantly. It's the smart play. It's the open play. It's the easy play. And they're scoring a lot of points in the process. But let's make fun of that because every throw is not a bomb 60 yards down the sideline. I love the messaging to Dante Moore of be smart, take what they give you, and we'll be able to execute at a high level. But I think he's highlighting the difficulty and the challenge that he has, that this is an inexperienced offense. I think it's an inexperienced football team, and they're trying to make sure they can do everything they can to get him ready in the next 3 weeks before game one.
Yeah, the thing about it is I think he's also going to try to put them as many easy situations as
simplify,
possible.
Simplify.
And I want to ask you this. I would have thought by now he got a gig, but he might just be looking around the landscape of the sport and saying, why do I need to go get a gig right now? If I'm staying in Oregon, even if our offense isn't as maybe electric as 2 years ago with Bo, or the quarterback stats fall off a little bit from what even Dylan was, why do I need to leave for a job That more feels like I'm leaving for the sake of leaving, not just like, hey, I really want this gig.
I got a good gig. I'm making $1 million. He just had another kid last spring, so he's got a newborn.
He seems pretty complimentary of landing in LaPoy. He was like, hey, going against that defense is the best possible thing for us. They're as well coached as any unit I've ever seen. I wonder if this year, because he's got a new quarterback who doesn't have as much experience, and the last time we saw him, he didn't play particularly well. Will Stein emerge as the best coordinator to hire in college football this season?
I'm going to say no on that.
Because there's going to be a lot of games potentially available. There's some super hot seats all over the landscape of that sport.
Yeah.
And you know, I was listening to Solid Verbal's last pod because I knew we'd have Dan on today. And them and Pate just both kind of got into the hypotheticals of who's gone. And they're just talking about big names.
Sure.
And, you know, if Will Stein's offense is scoring 30 or more a game, like, that's going to be a dude. I just was wondering, is he going to emerge as the best coordinator to hire? Not coach. Coordinator.
Yeah, it's hard to say the best. I do think he will be a guy, this is, you know, not a groundbreaking statement, that will seriously be considered for a lot of different jobs. I think he's been smart in the idea of, in this modern era of college football, you don't want to jump to a place where you don't have the resources in place in order to contend at a high level. Mm-hmm. And just be smart about the jobs that you take. Not every job is the same. Dillingham left immediately because he was offered his dream job in his hometown at Arizona. It's like it just the stars lined up. And if a program similar to ASU that didn't have that pull with him, I don't know if he leaves right away after 1 year. I won't say that he will be the best because I do think their offense will go through its growing pains with a lot of new faces. By the end of the year, though, he will be in the mix for an elite coaching job. And I think it's another thing. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but when I look at coaches and their track record, there is a level of respect that comes with being a guy that helps produce good head coaches. Like, I think that's a nice feather in the cap of Dan Lanning, what Dillingham's done already at ASU. When Dillingham was hired, that was a hire that was roundly mocked and ridiculed, like across college football circles by the analytical crowd who said, this guy's never called plays, not even his own offense. He's there for 1 year, turns Bowen to a elite quarterback, and then bails for ASU and has a great run to start his career there. And so I think that's a nice feather in his cap, and I think Will Stein has that ability as well to be an elite head coach. I think he's going to definitely be in the mix. I won't say he will be the top candidate, though. That would be pretty lofty after this year.
The underrated part of it, I think, is Stein being at Oregon now. What is this?
This will be his third year season. Third year.
He now is seeing internally what it looks like to run a good program.
Yeah, dude.
He's learning from Lanning in that regard. He sees the collective. Now, look, you're not going to have Oregon donor money the way, you know, that way anywhere else.
Right.
But like if fill in the blank gig opens and they're super hot on him.
I mean, you got Florida that might be open. You got Oklahoma that might be open. You got Auburn that might be open. Arkansas, if it you know, tickles your fancy. Arizona could be open. Brent Pry at Virginia Tech could get fired.
Yeah, I mean, and who's retiring? Does Whittingham leave? Like, there, he has an ability to evaluate every possible place and say, how is it run? And if it's not close to what's happening in Eugene, wouldn't strike me at all, I guess, to just sit there and keep having great offenses and you bring Dante Moore back or Novus Adler,
whoever your starter is coming back for another year.
And say,
probably
run it back one more time and we'll be one of the title favorites. Like,
right. It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. And you have questions about LaPoy, fair. I have questions about the offense. And I'm really curious to see what it's going to be like because I had a takeaway of, guys going to need experience, but they're going to have a month ramp up before they go to that Penn State game.
Yeah, the schedule's manageable early in the year to kind of work out some kinks, although we said the same thing last year, and they almost lost to Idaho.
It was reversed.
It was reversed
the way it went last year. Is there a football and basketball player that are very similar, if not in the same situation? I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable by saying what I'm about to say, and you can throw it back and say I'm wrong, or you can say, damn it, why did you say that? I kind of agree.
Oh.
So I'm going to play that game with you coming up next and tell you who they are and how they're alike.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations to one Damian Lillard on being a general manager.
I saw that this weekend.
I mean, what does this mean anymore in college basketball? Football, it's like, I feel like it's a big deal.
Right.
Basketball, I'm like,
not that big of a roster.
Is Dame stepping in the room with a two-star going to put them over the top?
Going to seal the deal?
I think for basketball teams, it's more about trying to raise NIL money.
Sure.
Opportunities and that sort of thing.
That makes sense.
More than the roster itself.
They're going to raise a lot more money at Weber State.
I mean, I think the alumni base would probably look at him and be like, you got more money than all of us, dude. Why aren't you fronting all this? I saw that guy. You're making $70 million this year to not work. Why don't you fund this basketball team?
When he retires, he's going to make close to $1 billion in contracts.
I want to look up who the richest Weber State alumni is of all time.
How is it not him? I mean,
that's what I'm
saying. There's probably a business owner that we're going to go, oh, oil guy, okay. But yeah, congratulations, Dame Lillard, on being a general manager.
Maverick McNeely.
Okay, there we go.
Is a Weber State alumnus whose father co-founded Sun Microsystems.
Absolutely.
That was acquired for $7.4 billion by the Oracle Corporation.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Not the golfer Maverick McNeely.
Not golfer Maverick.
Different Maverick,
Maverick
McNeely.
McNeely went to Stanford?
Different Maverick McNeely.
I'm about to make a comp to you that I've been thinking about for about a week, and it's going to make you very uncomfortable. When I ask you the starting point guard of the Portland Trail Blazers this year,
Drew Holiday.
Or
Brett Wesley. Is that his name? Who's the guy?
Blake. He's now wearing number one, by the way.
We're not going 99 anymore?
No.
Wasn't he 99 for a day or two?
And we're also not doing the fake retiring number one jersey thing with Ant the way we do with Brandon Roy.
Is he our new Delano Banton?
Yep.
He's going to score probably 20 points in a random game, and I'm going to have to hear Blazer Twitter tell me how he's going to be the next great thing.
Well, so realistically, we don't know.
Scoot,
right?
Henderson probably should be the starting point guard.
But it's Drew.
or
it could be Scoot.
We don't know for sure that Scoot will be in the starting lineup.
I got a notification this morning that the Colts depth chart was released today.
It was.
And QB1 is Daniel Jones or...
he's got to have an or there.
Anthony Richardson.
I mean, Danny Dimes.
And
won a playoff game.
I understand this is going to offend some out there. We draw a little parallels to Anthony Richardson, Scoot Henderson, big year threes. I mean, is anybody else with me on this? Of like, I don't know if I can define it yet.
Yeah, it's been, there's been moments, there's been highlights, there's been games where you think, ah, there's something there. And then there's some really bad performances.
I think the situations are very similar. I don't know individually. I don't remember.
One's the 4 pick, one's the 3 pick.
I know, but I don't remember Scoot ever tapping out of a game because his head was spinning.
Sure. Scoot doesn't play football. So I'm with you. He shouldn't have done it.
He's
I
not
don't
done
think
that.
It's the same thing.
I think what the comparison that I would make, and I do think there's, in terms of being a big year for both of them, I agree with you 100% there. I think the way the organizations have handled them at times has been head-scratching to be as polite as humanly possible.
But similar, is it not?
Very, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Anthony Richardson was a top-5 pick, and to sit him last year because he tapped out of a game was, to me, a weird move that didn't make a lot of sense, and now the idea of not playing him in year three, he's not going to be your... You're going to start Daniel Jones
over
baffling. A guy who was a top-5 pick 3 yes. years ago. If Daniel Jones is better than him, then you need to cut bait and get rid of him.
And you can say that Daniel Jones is, and I won't fight you
that's
on it.
Fine.
I don't care.
That's an okay opinion to have, because Daniel Jones has won a playoff game, and Anthony Richardson has mostly been dog-ass in his career.
You need to, and this is what sucks about that sport, and I wouldn't say sucks in the, like, I understand fans like this better, but what sucks, in my opinion, about that sport is they won't do that. They won't say, we're giving you 9 games. Go. You will not be benched. You will not be pulled. Go. Can you stay healthy?
We're not going to sit you. We're not going to take you out for a bad performance.
And even if that means 1-8, you do it, because you need to go, all right, he's not the dude.
He throws 27 interceptions. You haven't won a game. Like, I think the answer is there now.
Well, I think the answer is there. He's 11 touchdowns and 13 picks. His completion percentage for his career is 50. It is not good. Okay. I'm not saying Scoot's even that bad. I'm just like, seriously.
No, it's not a comp about what they've done in their career.
Their situations are very similar of, this is the year. If Scoot's not popping this year, in comes walk Damian Lillard and Drew Holiday probably back. And if Anthony Richardson is not good, well, he's not going to be the quarterback for the Colts. Like, that's just point blank.
They're going to have a high draft pick, and they're going to take one next year.
It's just funny. I was looking at Richardson stuff because this Colts thing popped up last week. We didn't get to it. And then it was announced today, Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. And I'm like, why? Just Anthony Richardson. And when he clearly shows that he does suck indeed, then pull the plug. But I don't really understand it, and it kind of, in some ways, reminds me of, I know he's a slightly better player in his sport than Anthony, but it does kind of remind me situationally of Scoot.
Well, and I think the case would be the same for the Colts if they end up playing Daniel Jones for large chunks of this year. I will not understand it in the least. And that goes hand in hand with how Portland might handle Scoot Henderson. Like, if he's coming off the bench, his minutes from his first year in the NBA to his second year in the NBA on a per-game basis went down. He played more minutes per game as a rookie than he did his second year in the NBA. His production was down. His points per game were down. Like, why are we going in the opposite direction when you should be ramping things up? He's also had some injury concerns. He's played, 128 games out of 164 in 2 years. He got banged up his rookie year, got banged up and missed some time again last year. He only played 66 games, which isn't terrible.
Yeah.
But you'd like to see him be a little bit more durable. Now's the time. The point for both of them is now's the time to figure out exactly what you have. You're not going to keep kicking this can down the road.
No.
Richardson's going into year three. That's when you decide, do we want to give him an extension, or are we going to do this weird contract snafu, or do we fully move on? And the same goes for Scoot Henderson. And so I would want to play them every minute humanly possible, every snap humanly possible, to get every piece of evidence that I have to decide contract or no, keep or no. And if you're bringing them off the bench, you're not playing them the way you should be playing them, you're not going to get the full picture of it. It just does not make any sense to me in the least.
One listener, Scoot's been a better NBA player than Anthony Richardson. Richardson might be one of the worst top 5 picks in the last 20 years.
I mean, he's been really bad. There's no doubt about that. I'm not also going to act like Scoot Henderson's blowing people's socks off right now.
He's a 12-5 guy who's averaging 34% from three.
Who only played 26 minutes and started 10 games in his second year in the NBA.
And the team has told us now, going into his third season, we're not fully in on you because we keep bringing in point guards. We trade out a point guard for a point guard. We then sign another point guard who's an Achilles injury.
They've acquired two more point
guards. And then
we've
acquired another point guard that nobody had heard of. Like, I kept looking at this and I'm like, I fully would say Scoot, much better NBA player than Richardson has been an NFL player. But situationally, I just look at him and I go, God, it's terrifying to me to even think this, but I can't stop thinking about how in some ways the situations are somewhat similar. Colts, what are you doing? Give him this little leeway and then move the hell on because he hasn't proved that he's good. Blazers, can we start him confidently 100% say yes, he will start, it won't be Drew and Shea. And then we can finally figure this out. Let him play 30 minutes a game.
The toughest part about all this, because I agree with you 100%, is that if Scoot Henderson's in the starting lineup, that means Shaden Sharp in year four is coming off the bench. Just want to point
Manu Ginobili started
I just want to point that out. That means Shaden Sharp, also in a contract year, would be coming off of the bench in this scenario. Because we can't dare have a guy making $37 million a year come off the bench. We're too good. We're a championship contender.
The unfortunate thing, too, about that response of he's the worst top five pick in 20 years. Like, dude, if Scoot's numbers don't change, he's going to be looked at in the same kind of light of that's one of the worst top three picks.
A lot of people around the league have that view of him right now.
There's already some of that sentiment, right? And so there's a big, massive year for him to go out and up his production, up his stats, show that indeed he is a starting caliber point guard who the Blazers took number three overall.
Yes. Top five pick. Can't miss prospect.
Terrifying because you agree, or awful, get that out of your head, Sprague?
I think that's terrifying because I agree. I don't, like, again, you're not comparing the players and what they've done. Like, Scoot has been a better NBA player than Anthony Richardson has been a quarterback.
Absolutely.
Nobody's arguing that.
Absolutely.
Like, that's 100% fact. It's just in terms of how the organization has handled them, the playing time, the runway that they've been given, the pathway at their position group, and just a full sample size being non-existent because they're not able to play enough minutes as they should as top five picks.
Okay, final one and then we'll go.
Yeah.
Of percentages of their games, right? So one plays 82, the other one plays 17. Who starts a higher percentage of their team's games? Anthony Richardson at quarterback or Scoot Henderson at point guard?
So Scoot Henderson has played a possible 100, has a potential 164 games in his career?
Yes.
He has started 42 of those 164.
Okay. Richardson, I have
Anthony
up here.
Richardson has, I believe, started 15 games in his 15 career.
15 total games.
Out of 34, right? Two seasons, 34?
34. Well, no, because 2 years ago it was 16 still, right? Wasn't last year the first year 17?
I thought it was 2 years ago, but we'll even say 33. Then it's a higher percentage if you do that.
So he started 15 of the 30-whatever?
33 or 34 games.
So who would you pick?
Anthony Richardson's percentage is higher.
This year?
Oh, this year?
This coming season. Who will start more percentages of the team's games? Because you're right. Scoot's numbers, he doesn't start as, like,
he only started 10 games last year, I think, right? Am I numbers right on that? Yeah, he started 10 of 66 games. He started 32 games as a rookie. And then we started him 10 times in his second year. He played 29 minutes a game, and then he played 26 minutes a game.
So pick.
I'm going to go Anthony Richardson.
Wow.
Because I think there's a legitimate chance that they have Drew Holiday and Shaden Sharp be the starting backcourt.
Okay. I'm going to take Scoot.
Okay. Beer bet. Keep an eye on that one.
Sure, yeah. Keep an eye on that
one. We'll totally remember that one in 8 months.
Can't wait to comp those two at the end of the year.
Next May when the basketball season's wrapping up. Remember when you did that segment in August?
We're back with more Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. A lot to get to in the third hour of the program. Poll questions being formed and posted at Dirt and Sprague. Which player will start a higher percentage of his team's games, Anthony Richardson or Scoot Henderson? We got an or situation brewing in both cities.
We got an or. It's Drew Holiday or Scoot Henderson.
I don't like the or.
Shaden Sharp or Scoot Henderson.
Mainly because I don't like the secretive nature of sports. Like, give me one. You have one. Just give it to me.
Give me a starter.
Who are you trying to fool here?
I want to know.
Like, Oregon's probably going to do this going into Montana State.
They absolutely
and then
will.
Dante Moore will run out.
Oh, look at that. That's who it is.
Then somebody will say, Lanning, you had before the game an oar, and then Dante will start. Are we believed that Dante going to start? Well, we'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out. We'll go watch the tape. We've got to go watch the tape after this one. Break it all down. We'll get back to you later this week.
Right. And then they'll never get back to us.
Nope.
Colts are the first game up in preseason this week, 4 o'clock on Thursday.
4 o'clock on Thursday.
They're both expected to
Look,
play.
I'm
too.
A sicko. I don't really care. I'm watching. Is he going to be okay in preseason football? Does he have moments? Does he play terrible?
He's terrible.
I mean, he's not good. I don't disagree with the point, but I'm still going to watch on Thursday.
Is there any world and scenario where he's at Sam Darnold? I mean, is that
in a world? Anymore.
Well, Gino and Sam have changed this to us, right? Like, don't
they
we have to like pause
have.
On every player and go, well.
I mean, hell, I would even use the argument, not that he was, you know, brilliant and out of this world last year. I think Bryce Young was a little bit of this last year, dude. Bryce Young
he did
had,
have a little bit of this.
His
yeah,
rookie
no doubt.
Season was as ugly and as bad as you've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
They fired his coach.
Yes, it was horrible.
Like 11 games in or whatever.
They
it was.
Benched him, whatever it was, 2-3 starts in. They put Andy Dalton in. They had no intention of bringing Bryce Young back. And we all thought, is this it for him, and then Dalton got hurt, and that was the only reason.
Got into a car accident.
Yes, that's right, car accident.
Wasn't even on the field.
The only reason Bryce Young played again, and Bryce Young, look, he wasn't an all-pro, but he was serviceable as an NFL quarterback, and so, yeah, I do think with all these guys, there's a little bit of, like, let's give him, like, even Trey Lance, who we made a ton of fun of, and yes, it was a Hall of Fame game, I get it. He's also younger than, like, half of the rookie quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And you give him time to develop, and maybe at some point it clicks in for you, and maybe that'll be the case for Anthony Richardson.
You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. You can also send all your hatred to this comp to me, at Brandon Sprague.
This is your creation. I just want to point out this is your idea, not mine. Blazer hater Dirt had nothing to do with this
Hold on.
I just played along with the segment.
There's no hate here. It's simply just pointing
out.
I
think you're hating. I think you hate Scoot Henderson. Why do you hate Scoot Henderson? What did he do to you?
I'm the only one in this damn market that spells his name with two zeros instead of O's because of his number.
Do you when you type it out? You go
I do.
Two
Every
zeros?
Every time, text or Twitter, yeah. I will always do it that
it's
way.
It's like an automatic thing for
Every
you.
Time.
I mean, he is double zero. It's kind of a cool way to do it.
The Portland Pickles upset people this weekend. Well, some people. I thought that was pretty cool. I think locally most people thought it was pretty cool.
What the Pickles do?
So they had a game. I don't know who they played. I don't know anything about their league.
I know they play. I've been to a Pickles game before.
Hey,
they're fun, dude.
I'm pro pickle, but yeah. Joe Fisher asks me every week, do you want to go to a Pickles game? And I'm like,
what are you doing on Friday?
I live kind of far, but I mean, God bless them. They're great.
You are a known pickle sniffer.
That was my nickname in my internship. They brought a random bro out to have an at-bat.
Yes.
So he came out in shorts, and he went yard. And it was an amazing thing. It went super viral. And then the next day, the owner of the team announced that they were going to sign him for a day. It was like a fun viral story. And of course, the internet being the internet, it has to go. Random.
I mean...
Sure. But I'm like... Why does that matter? Why can't this just be kind of a fun, goofy...
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They're a single-A wood bat ball club. Like
They're following the blueprint of the Mavericks back in the day of just be entertaining and chaotic.
They're
and
going
cheap
Savannah Banana.
Go have fun,
you know,
dude.
Yeah. That's all it is.
I got a take on the Savannah Bananas that I've been sitting on for a while that I don't know if I'm ready to unholster.
A take on the Savannah Bananas?
I do have a take on the Savannah
They've
Bananas.
They've been torn stadiums, dude.
Dude, they are one
out.
Of the hottest tickets in the United
they
States
are.
Of America.
They
which
are.
Which is wild. Look, this guy definitely played baseball. I'd rather see some random Joe Schmo get up there and have an at-bat and strike out and look like an idiot.
Dude, he's in shorts.
But this
Who
is
cares?
Brilliant. This was a brilliant marketing play on them. It was all over SportsCenter and ESPN last night. It was very cool.
Wow. The way you're calling me a hater of Scoot, I want to applaud the Pickles. You're sitting over here hating on the Pickles.
Wonderful job, Pickles. We love you.
They're great at going viral.
The Pickles are great, dude.
They're great at going viral. I thought it was fantastic. Good marketing.
Very smart marketing.
Smart by
part.
You. Anytime somebody visits Portland now, guess what they want to do? They want to go to a pickle game.
This is the number one destination in our city.
That's a hot take.
I'm just trying to be nice to the Pickles, man.
We'll have to get your Savannah Banana ticket some
I got
point.
That. It's filed away. We'll get to it.
A lot to get to in the third hour. Dan Rubenstein's going to join us for the ticker at 8:15, so we'll talk some college ball. We got NFL to get into as well. Dirt and Sprague back with the third hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.